Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Brother requested to just come towards the minbar, inshallah. Conclude their recitation, inshallah, and come to the minbar, those that are in the corridors as well. Especially our youngsters are requested to come, inshallah. The talk is going to be for about half an hour, maybe a little bit longer. So if we can just come to the minbar for a little while. And then inshallah there's some very nice food that has been prepared for everybody today, cooked in the masjid, as we can probably smell as well, mashallah. So for a little while, we'll spend some time in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and remind ourselves. And then inshallah, so everybody that's in the corridor, and anywhere else in the masjid as well, is requested to come into the masjid for a short while. Those that are leaning on the walls, if you don't have any excuse, then they requested just to come towards the minbar. Again, it's just for a short while. So I know it's more comfortable facing, sitting and leaning on the wall, but if we have the ability to sit, just come more closer to the minbar, inshallah. Jazakallah. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillahi nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nasta'ufiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyati a'malina. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يوم يفر المرء من أخيه وأمه وأبيه وصاحبته وبنيه وقال تعالى في مقام آخر الأخلاء يومئذ بعضهم لبعض عدو إلا المتقين وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم المرء مع من أحب أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. Honorable, respectable elders, brothers, youngsters, one of the key aspects of a human being's life is that he needs some interaction with other human beings. Call it social interaction, conversation, however you want to articulate and speak of this aspect of a human's life. A human being requires some level of interaction with a fellow human being. And this is something that we know as we are human beings. And this is a biological need that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed inside the human being, that we need friendship, we need a connection with somebody. This is why Adam alayhi salatu wa salam, when he was created, after a little while, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created his wife, Hazrat Hawa alayhi salam, so they could stay together and live together. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made this system. And knowing that this system and this is a requirement for a human being, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also then guided us to make sure that we make the correct connections and the correct relationships and form the correct relationships. Whether it is in the form of nikah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made nikah permissible and made a sunnah of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam. So this is the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and ultimately our responsibility first and foremost is to make a relationship and a connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That we want to become the friend of Allah. We want the love of Allah ta'ala. We want the pleasure of Allah ta'ala. We want to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That should be our primary goal as believers. And how we do that is a whole discussion in itself, that a person, he remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like Maulana mentioned, in terms of dhikr and the importance of doing dhikr and remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and reciting the Qur'an, which is the afdalu dhikr, the most virtuous of dhikr, the remembrance. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remember us. So this is one whole element that we need to keep in mind. That I want the friendship, the happiness, the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And why is that important? Because as believers, if at the forefront of our mind, we have this element and this understanding that I want to please Allah, I want Allah to be my friend and I want to be Allah's friend, then anything and everything that he does in his life, he'll make sure that it doesn't jeopardize or come at the expense of the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or come at the expense of the friendship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then, many of us here, we are young. So, in relation to friendship, when we want to have a friend or someone that we want to become close to, then it's important that we understand how we need to form these relationships, with whom we need to form these relationships, and we need to understand how fragile these relationships can be. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran mentions that on the day of Qiyamah, every single person will run away from each other. So in one place in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions how every single person is going to run away from another person, from his children, from his spouse. But they are, so those relationships are very fragile when it comes to the hereafter, because a person will be worried about himself. He'll be worried that, am I going into Jannah? Have I got enough good deeds? What if my father, my mother, my friend, my child asks me for my good deeds and is in need? So rather I run away. So a person needs to understand the fragility and how these relationships are. But there is a way to make the relationship strong. There is a way to make the relationship strong. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in another place in the Quran mentions that al-akhillau yawma idhim ba'duhum li ba'din adu illa al-muttaqin. That brothers on that day will be the enemies of one another except for those individuals who have taqwa, those individuals who have the fear of displeasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So those individuals will have a strong relationship in this world and in the year after. In another place in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that the kuffar, the disbelievers, they will say that فَمَا لَنَا مِن شَافِعِينَ وَلَا صَدِيقٍ حَمِيمٍ. We have no one to intercede on our behalf and we have no close friend. On that day they will have no close friend. So Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu mentions, and Imam Qurtubi has referenced this, that عَلَيْكُمْ بِالْإِخْوَانِ, that it's necessary for you to have good friends. Have good friends. Why? Because they will benefit you in the world and in the hereafter. So a disbeliever will be someone who on the day of Qiyamah will be such that he will be lamenting and thinking and regretting that he had no close friend. And in another place in the Quran, there is the incident that took place where once there was a person by the name of Uqba ibn Abi Mu'id. Whenever he used to come back from a journey, then he would invite the sort of nobles of the Quraysh to his house for a meal. So once he came back from a journey and he invited Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam to his house. So when he invited Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam to his house, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam didn't consume the food and said to him that I cannot consume this food that is yours until you bear witness that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is one and that I am his messenger. So Uqba ibn Abi Mu'id, he read the kalima, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadur Rasulullah. Now he had a friend whose name was Ubay ibn Khalaf. And he was a staunch enemy of the Muslims, staunch enemy of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So when he came to know that Uqba ibn Abi Mu'id has accepted Islam, he went to him. And he said that, how have you left the religion of your forefathers? So Uqba ibn Abi Mu'id said to him that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to my house. He said these things to me. And I thought that he can't leave my house without consuming. So I said this. So I said the kalima, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. So Ubay ibn Khalaf said, okay, you need to prove yourself to a certain degree. Go and spit on the blessed face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Al-iyadu billah. So Uqbah ibn Abi Mu'ayth, he goes and he does this thing, this vile act. And upon this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the verse, وَيَوْمَ يَعَضُّ الظَّالِمُ عَلَى يَدَيْهِ يَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي اتَّخَذْتُ مَعَ الرَّسُولِ سَبِيلًا يَا وَيْلَتَا لَيْتَنِي لَمْ أَتَّخِذْ فُلَانًا خَلِيلًا. That on the day when every single disbeliever or disbelievers will be biting their fingers out of anxiety, that if only we had taken the path of the messenger, and ya waylata laytani lam attakhidh fulanan khalila, if only I hadn't taken so and so as my friend, if only I hadn't taken so and so as my friend. Fulanan here, the context of the verse, the revelation of the verse is specific to an incident, but the message is universal. It goes to everybody. That's why the Mufassirun mentioned that the word fulanan is brought here. There's no specific name. Fulan means so and so. So many individuals on the day of Qiyamah will be thinking, if only I hadn't made so-and-so my friend. He led me astray. He took me on the wrong path. He diverted my attention from the place that I needed to basically be attentive. And the things that were important to me. So we have this whole explanation within the Quran. That a person who is going to be someone who keeps a friend who is taking him away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How many times, you know, we have a friend who may encourage us or instill into us and make us do something or encourage us to do something which we know is wrong. We know is going to divert our attention from where we need to be, and we know what's right and what's wrong. And sometimes it's because of peer pressure. A person is within a group of friends, so many times, a group of friends at school, at college, at university, at work, and everybody is involved in one act, everybody is doing one thing. And we follow the crowd because we don't want to stick out, or we don't want to hold our own and feel abnormal. The normal thing is what everybody is doing. And we know it's wrong. And if our parents were there, we wouldn't do it. And that's the way to know that if my father or mother was here, my mom and dad, if they were here, would I be involved in this thing that I am doing right now? And if the answer is no, then we shouldn't be doing that. So a person, when he chooses a friend, or when he chooses someone that is his friend, he has to remember that this relationship can be very fragile, but it can also be very strong. This person can be beneficial for me in the world, but it can also be harmful for me in the world, and completely absent in the hereafter. And when a person then contemplates and he reviews the relationship that he has with his friend based on this, that this person, is he benefiting me? Is he going to be of benefit for me? Then ultimately he will know whether to maintain the ties or sever the ties. Sometimes we think, you know, my friend is my friend. He's my friend for life. And the reality is, as you grow older, you will realize that your interests, your work, your responsibilities will be different. And you will become distant from this person. So a person that you know right now, at the age of 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, all the way up to maybe 20, 21 even, until someone settles down, then you have a certain friendship circle. But it will change as you grow older. And at the time, nobody tells you this. You think that, no, this friend is for life. He is my friend for life. And sometimes, may Allah forgive us and guide us, we forsake our parents as well. That, no, my this is my friend for life. He cares about me. So ultimately, we need to make sure that we review all of our friendships. That these friendships that I have, are they, number one, are they halal, are they permissible? And we need to find out whether they are or not, which is a whole discussion. But also we need to find out, is this relationship beneficial for me? Is this relationship beneficial for me? Is it going to benefit me?
Is it going to be something that I am going to look back on, or in the hereafter I am going to look and think, Alhamdulillah, I had this friend? Or am I going to think, Ya waylata, laytani lam attakhid fulanan khalila. If only I had not taken this person as my friend. He took me away, and today he's absent, he's gone himself. He's worried about his own. So we need to make those individuals our friends who ultimately are individuals who are muttaqoon, or muttaqeen. They have the fear of displeasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that a person will be with whom he loves. Al-mar'u ma'a man ahabba. And the more time we spend with somebody, the more we will become fond of that person. So if the person has intelligence, if a person has certain other characteristics, then we will slowly begin to like that person. That's just the human nature that we have. So we need to be very careful in terms of who we befriend, because if we befriend someone who's going to be harmful to us, but we like them, we want their company because they have good character, good, but they're doing things that are wrong. Many times there are individuals who have a good character. They're good individuals at heart. They have a good heart, clean heart. Their morals are good in the sense that they're truthful, they're honest. But they are just involved in the wrong crowd. And we like them, so we also get involved in the wrong actions. And sometimes you think, no, I can change that person. If I remain with that, I'll change him. And many a times that person has more of an impact on us than we do on him. So we need to make sure that we befriend those individuals that are going to be beneficial to us. Now, in terms of who do we befriend? Who should we become friends with? A person who is intelligent, a person who is honest, a person who takes us. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was once asked that which of our gatherings are the best? And gatherings are made of people. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that those individuals who make up the gathering and who, when you see them, they remind you of Allah Ta'ala. You look at the person and you think, Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah. This is a man of Allah. And why is it connected to the ultimate relationship that we should have with Allah Ta'ala? Because if we have friends like this, then it will automatically lead to us becoming the friend of whom? Of who? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We want to become the friend of Allah. We want the love of Allah. We want the pleasure of Allah. But in order for us to become the friends of Allah, we need to befriend those who have already become the friends of Allah. This is why in the Quran, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is instructed that say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ, if you love Allah, فَاتَّبِعُونِي, then follow me. And follow Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will love you and He will forgive you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu ittaqullaha wa kunu ma'as sadiqin. Be with those people who are the truthful. The truthful are those individuals who are the friends of Allah. So this individual that you want to befriend, we have to make sure that this individual, when we look at that person, then he reminds you of Allah Ta'ala. When you sit in his company, then your knowledge increases. He speaks and knowledge increases. So he utters those things that are good. He doesn't use any vulgar language. He doesn't lie. He doesn't cheat. He reminds you of Allah Ta'ala through his speech by increasing your knowledge. And when you see his actions, then he reminds you of the hereafter. You think, no, this person is worried about the hereafter. This person is someone who is worried about the hereafter, and he's worried about attaining the pleasure of Allah. Because ultimately the individuals that we accompany, they're going to be, or we are going to be part of them, in the sense that we are going to be like them, whether we like it or not. We are not strong enough to repel all of the evil and just take the good. Many a times a person will think, no, I have the ability to, decipher what's good, what's bad from this person, take the good, leave the bad. But this is almost virtually impossible. Why? Because as you live with the person, or as you spend time with the person, automatically they will rub off on you. Automatically your muhabbah and love will increase for that person. Therefore, we need to make sure that we maintain ties and maintain friendship with those individuals who we know are going to remind us of Allah Ta'ala. Their actions are going to remind us of Allah Ta'ala. And in this day and age, it may be difficult to find individuals. But who said that your friend has to be the same age as you? Who said that the friend has to be the same age as you? In school, the normal schooling system is such that all of the same age group are in 1 year. But once you leave school, ask yourself, especially those individuals who are no longer at school, how many of our friends are the same age as us? Yes, there will be a few who are similar in age, but if we look at the school years, how many were in the same school year as us? And it'll be very few. So we need to find those individuals who ultimately are going to remind us of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And a good friend, another quality of a good friend, is like he is like a mirror for you. That when he sees something in you which needs to be rectified, then he reminds you. He doesn't then go tell everybody. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made a dua, the part of which is that Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min khalilim makir, a cunning friend. That when he sees something hasanatan dafanaha, when he sees something good in ra'a hasanatan dafanaha, when he sees something good in you, then he buries it. Wa in ra'a sayyatan afshaha, that when he sees something evil in the person, then he tells everybody. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sought refuge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from a friend like this. So we also need to learn this dua, and we need to try and make this dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saves us from that kind of friendship or that kind of friend who is going to harm us. And in terms of the effect that it can have, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave a metaphoric example of the, we know this example and we've heard it many times, that going into a perfume store and going into to see a blacksmith. That when a person goes into a perfume store and he meets the perfumer, the least he will get is that the perfumer, to try and sell him some perfume, will swipe him with some attar, some perfume. And he will leave that store smelling nice, fragrant. Some nice perfume will just... And maybe he may even purchase some perfume, which then he'll be able to use later on. So that's the example of a good friend, a good companion. And a person, a jalis is salih, and a jalis is su, a bad friend, a bad companion, is someone who, like a blacksmith, you go into a blacksmith's workstation where he's working, workshop, and you will see that there's smoke there, and there's dust there. So a person goes inside, and then he basically, when he leaves, either he will be very dirty, or he'll have some remnants of dust on him. So he will have to clean himself. So the same way, a person who has good companionship, a good friend, he will see the changes in his life. How many individuals, just because they have spent time in the masjid, and we should make this intention that whenever we come into the masjid, that, oh Allah, I am going to sit in your house, whereby there will be some of your pious friends, who will be your friends, and I want their company. Just their company. Doesn't mean we have to speak to anybody. It doesn't mean we have to know them even. And they will benefit us. Their company will benefit us. And we should make this intention every time we come into the masjid, or we go to a bayan, or we go to a talk, or we go to a gathering where we know that, you know, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are going to be there. So a person, we need to understand that. And in another narration, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that al-mar'u ala dini khalilihi, that a person will be upon the religion of his friend. فَلْيَنْذُرْ أَحَدُكُمْ مَنْ يُخَالِلْ. So be very careful who you befriend. So if you make friends with someone who is a non-Muslim, agnostic, someone who doesn't believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you have to be very careful in terms of how much interaction we have. And we need to find out the parameters of permissibility of how close we can get with them, how close our friendship can be. I have seen some individuals who become so close that it can lead to them becoming having doubts within their iman, in our communities. That in their own iman, in their own belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they have doubt. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us, protect our progeny. So we have to be very, very careful in terms of, especially when we are on a daily basis. It doesn't mean that we don't speak to those of no faith or other faith. No, no. We can speak to them, but we need to understand the parameters. We need to understand to what degree can we be friends with them. And we need to realize and we need to implement this within our own structures as such, our own relationships. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given us so much advice. And you know, We need friends who are intelligent, who bring us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's an anecdote, not necessarily a true story, but there were three friends, they got stuck on an island somewhere. And they were close friends, and they had one wish each. So the first one, he went first and he said, I wish that I was with my family. So he goes and he makes the wish and he's with his family. The second one makes the same wish and he says, I wish I was with my family as well. The third friend, he says, I wish I miss my two friends. I wish they were with me. So they came back to there. So if we have a foolish friend, then that foolish friend is potentially going to do certain things that without even realizing is going to harm us. And many times, you know, it's almost 10, 15 seconds. You're in a group of friends, and in 10, 15 seconds, you do something that you regret for your whole life. Some people, they're fortunate and they get away with it. Some people in that 10, 15 seconds, because of that 10, 15 seconds of influence or of friendship that they have, it destroys their whole life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us, protect our progeny. So when it comes to friendship and when it comes to understanding, you know, that we have friendship for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And going back to the initial point, that our ultimate goal is to make friends with those individuals who, for the sake of, and we make our friendship for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and in such a way that this friendship is going to ultimately make us have friendship with who? With Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we have that friendship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and our friendship with this person is for that sake. Nowadays, we don't even know why we have a friend. Nowadays, we don't even know why we have a friend. If we ask somebody, why is he your friend? Because he's a nice person. Ask ourselves, why do we have certain individuals as our friends? Or because he goes to the same school as me? Or because he's at work with me, that's why I'm his friend? We need a higher purpose, a higher goal. We are Muslims. When we work, when we earn a living, we don't just earn a living to earn a living and provide, you know, and just live our life. We are earning a living so that we can spend on our family, gain reward through that earning, the earnings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, provide for our family. We need to understand that the intentions that we make, we are making those intentions with a higher purpose, with a higher goal, that ultimately we want the pleasure and the happiness and the friendship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And ultimately, Umar radiyallahu ta'ala, we can't really know a person. So many a times we may have made a friend, and later on we find out that this person is not, you know, the right person for me. This person is not the right person for me. He's not good company for me. He's a person who's not good company for me, and I need to sever the ties with this person, and I need to move on from this person. Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was once told by somebody that this is a very good person. He said, he's a very good person. So Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said to him that, how do you know? He said, have you ever traveled with him? He said, no, I've never traveled with him. He said, have you ever done any business dealings with him? He said, no, I've never done any business dealings with him. He said, have you ever seen him get angry? He says, never seen him get angry. He said, then your words don't count. You're saying he's a good person, but you haven't had these three times whereby you've never done business with him. You've never traveled with him. You've never seen him get angry. It's these moments that will define the character of a person. And this is the point that we as individuals as well, individually, if we want to, and this is where I want to conclude, but the point is that in order for us to get good friends, we need to be a good friend. Many a times the whole focus of the talk is that we need to find good friends. But we will only find good friends if we ourselves are a good friend. If we have the good qualities, if we are worried about and concerned about having the friendship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we as individuals, that when we are trying to increase our knowledge, we are trying to increase our action, amal. If that's the case, then we will attract those individuals who will be good friends for us. But if we are not bothered about our akhirah, we are not bothered about our good deeds, we are not bothered about our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then ultimately, we won't attract those individuals that are. So we'll be looking for good friends, but we ourselves, we can't be a good friend ourselves. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it that we become good friends ourselves and that we attract good friends. Like we said, alhamdulillah, this monthly program happens every month. And it's not about how many people attend or who attends. No, that's not the maqsad. The maqsad is that we sit for a little while and we discuss a topic. And many a times, many things will be said that have been said before. Why? For myself. Reinforcement for myself. and for the benefit of whoever is listening. But our maqsad is, our intention and goal is, not to, the maqsad is never to, well, we want as many people to come. Yes, we do want people to come. But it isn't, the success and the failure of the program is not based on how many attendees there are for the program. That's not many a times, because we live in a time where, you know, unfortunately, followers and influence and all of these things are prevalent in society. We have this notion that the more people that come, the more successful the program is. No, we need to remove this. The aim is that whoever comes and whoever benefits, and ultimately me, myself, and I, how do I benefit? What do I speak about that's going to benefit me? So if we have this, our goal, and we want to make this clear that all of us are on the same page, the goal is that we try to benefit one another. We try to benefit one another. We partake in a few refreshments afterwards. We pick up the Quran. Maybe the whole week we haven't picked up the Quran, and we pick up the Quran for 5-10 minutes, and we think, you know, every day I should pray for 5-10 minutes. That's the change that we need to bring. That's when we know that the program has been successful. And we don't need to know. We're not going to do a survey afterwards and say how many people have started reciting the Quran, how many people, because that's not the aim to find out. We don't need to display those statistics or anything like that. The aim is that as individuals, every single person individually, we ask ourselves that have we benefited in some way? Has there been some change in my life from now until next month? From now until next month, has there been something? Could be a very small change. It could be that every day you're reading Subhanallah one more time. That's beneficial for you. And for some of us, it may not be beneficial at all, because we're not bringing any change into our life. But it doesn't mean we don't come. We keep on coming. We keep on coming, keep on coming, keep on making the effort. So our aim is that we the numbers isn't the goal. The aim is to come, to listen to the words of in regards to the teachings of our deen, our beautiful deen, to remind ourselves, to sit in the company of those individuals that are worried about their akhirah. This is a barakah in itself. MashaAllah, sometimes we have jamaats, and we are very fortunate that these individuals are in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who then bless the gathering even more. Alhamdulillah, they bless the gathering even more. And connected to that is, alhamdulillah, our jor is on the 15th of December. Or 15th of December, I'm 90% sure everybody will confirm, but 15th of December, the jor is as well, where many of the brothers, mashallah, they're making effort. On the evenings, they go and they're visiting the whole community. Mashallah, every year in the month of December, they try and visit, before the date, they try and visit all of the brothers in the community, subhanallah. So those that are listening at home, that are not here, the male folk, they requested that from now, pencil that in the diary. 15th of December is the Jor, a Masjid Quba, especially for the Healy community and the wider community, but our focus is the Healy community, that we're going to come on that day, and we're going to come into the Masjid, and we're going to spend some time in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I request as well, the women folk that are listening as well, to encourage the youth, the youngsters, the children that they have at home, and their husbands, that they come and they pencil this date. So if on the fridge, wherever you write, you may have a calendar, you may have a fridge, timetable, circle that date, the 15th of December. And ultimately, there are many programs that happen, mashallah, on Tuesdays, Thursdays, there's programs. Thursdays, Urdu language as well, Tuesdays as well. Again, sometimes there's one person, I'm sure that sometimes there's nobody as well. But the maqsad again isn't the we are doing this program for ourselves. If I put it this way, the program is for ourselves. It's to increase our knowledge, it's to benefit us. And if anybody comes, nurun ala nur. And this is the reality. And this is what we need to reiterate within ourselves. Nowadays it's become such, how can we get the masjid packed? You know, there should be the masjid should be full till the end. That's the goal that we start off with. But this is not the aim. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us sincerity. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it that these programs and these talks and these a'mal that we are doing becomes a means of us changing our life, me, myself changing my life, and all of us changing our life. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it that we gather like this in Jannatul Firdaus as well, and ultimately, based on the talk as well, that we become the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the true friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because once Allah is our friend, then we don't need anybody. Once Allah is our friend, and we have reliance in our friend Allah, then we speak to Him in the middle of the night, then we speak to Him during the day, when we're walking, we speak to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from our heart. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala listens, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will answer our call straight away. أَلَا إِنَّ أَوْلِيَاءَ اللَّهِ لَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ. That know that the friends of Allah, they have no fear, no sadness. They are the ones who believe, and they have taqwa. And if you have taqwa, then the friends that we have as well, they will be muttaqi as well. and they will benefit us in the hereafter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept us. Inshallah, we do a small dua.
There is a gathering next week, inshallah, in Marcus, four more chores.
Okay, mashallah.
29, 30 and 1st of
December. Ajay Sabha said as well, 29, 30 and the 1st of November.
1st of December.
1st of December, sorry. Yeah. There is a gathering in Marcus, 4 months jor. So all those brothers who have, mashallah, been in 4 months, requested to go there, inshallah, and participate, inshallah. Jazakallah. We'll make a short dua, inshallah, and then food will be served. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله وإليك يرجع الأمر كله لا أحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك لا أحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم إنك عفو كريم رحيم تحب العفو فاعف عنا تحب العفو فاعف عنا تحب العفو فاعف عنا اللهم انصر المسلمين في كل مكان اللهم انصر المسلمين في فلسطين وفي كل مكان يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم اللهم انصرهم اللهم تقبل شهداءهم اللهم تقبل شهداءهم اللهم انصرهم اللهم انصرهم اللهم احفظ الحرمين الشريفين والمسجد الأقصى المبارك يا ربي صل وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين وجعلنا للمتقين إماما ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين وجعلنا للمتقين إماما ربنا آت نفوسنا تقواها أنت خير من زكاها أنت ولينا ومولاها يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث اللهم إنا نسألك حبك وحب من يحبك وحب عمل يبلغني إلى حبك اللهم إنا نسألك حبك وحب من يحبك وحب عمل يبلغني إلى حبك ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم اللهم إنا نسألك من الخير كله عاجله وآجله ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم ونعوذ بك من الشر كله عاجله وآجله ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين آمين.
Prayers are requested, inshallah, to make their way to the classroom. And food will be served, inshallah. Refreshments will be served. Jazakallah khair.